Today is Monday, February 15th. What to know about the historic impeachment trial that wrapped up over the weekend, how the vote was different, but the outcome the same the second time around, and why the former president might not be off the hook just yet. Also, a coast-to-coast winter storm that already brought unprecedented weather to much of the U.S., with another storm on the way. Plus, we'll explain the CDC's newest guidance for reopening schools, a surprise winner at the Daytona 500, and the billionaire CEO making history in more than one way. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy, all the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Former President Trump's second impeachment trial ended with an acquittal. The final vote was 57 to 43. All 50 Democrats in the Senate voted to convict Trump on the charge he incited an insurrection at the Capitol. Plus, seven Republicans joined them. That is actually the largest and most bipartisan vote in any presidential impeachment trial in U.S. history. But of course, it was not enough to convict. It was 10 votes shy of the two-thirds majority needed for a guilty verdict, since most Republicans voted to acquit. Still, even the GOP seems pretty split about why Trump should be acquitted. On one hand, there are Republicans who feel the trial was simply unconstitutional because the president is no longer in office. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell made it clear that was his reason for voting not guilty. Yet, he still blames Trump for what happened on January 6th. He gave a lengthy speech calling Trump practically and morally responsible for the Capitol riot and said, quote, he did not get away with anything yet, adding it'll be up to the country's legal system to punish the former president. Though some of his Republican colleagues in the Senate, along with Trump's lawyers, argued, while the riot was horrible, it was not Trump's words that caused it, and his speech is protected by the First Amendment. Trump himself put out a statement once the trial wrapped up. He thanked his legal team and slammed lawmakers for holding a trial at all. He said, quote, this has been yet another phase of the greatest witch hunt in the history of our country. Of course, Democrats reacted to the outcome as well. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said, even though Trump was not convicted during last week's trial, quote, I believe he will be convicted in the court of public opinion. Either way, it does seem Trump may not be off the hook just yet. Washington, D.C.'s attorney general told reporters he's considering a criminal case against former President Trump for his role in the Capitol riots, though nothing official has been announced yet. To be continued. A major winter storm is happening now, and people in nearly every state are affected. This storm started in the Pacific Northwest. Seattle got more than 11 inches of snow over the weekend. From there, it moved into the Midwest, Plains, and even the South. In one part of Minnesota, a new record low temperature was set at negative 50 degrees. But that same storm is also affecting people as far south as Texas, where some parts of the state saw snow and freezing temperatures not seen there in more than 100 years. And people in Texas are really not used to that kind of weather. They're being told to conserve electricity because already the Texas power grid is dealing with record high demand. Hundreds of thousands of people lost power yesterday from coast to coast. From here, the storm is expected to move into the Mississippi, Tennessee, and Ohio valleys today, then up to the Northeast tomorrow. We're talking about more temperatures close to record lows, heavy snow, and ice. And immediately after this winter storm, another one is expected to form on Wednesday and could affect people from Texas to New England. Stay tuned. It has now been 3 years since the deadly school shooting in Parkland, Florida. It was February 14th, 2018, when a gunman killed 17 people inside Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Several memorial events were held over the weekend, and many people left flowers outside the high school in tribute. At the White House, President Biden used the occasion to call on Congress to strengthen gun laws. He wants to see laws require background checks on all gun sales, ban all assault weapons, and make gun manufacturers liable for the role their products play in violence. But many Republican lawmakers and other critics believe certain gun laws violate the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. Even some of the parents who lost their children to the Parkland shooting have mixed reactions to Biden's announcement. One said in an interview, it's wrong to focus on the weapon rather than the killer. But another said he's actually working with the Biden administration on this, and many student survivors have become crusaders for stricter gun laws and even formed the group March for Our Lives. The CDC released the clearest guidance yet for reopening schools during a pandemic. This new roadmap is meant to help school districts decide how to safely bring students back to in-person classes and keep them there. And it's based on a growing body of evidence that in-person learning is safe with certain precautions in place. The guidance includes some color-coded charts. They divide school reopening options into four zones: blue, yellow, orange, and red. The color depends on where the school is located and if COVID-19 outbreaks are controlled in that area or not. For example, blue means a school is in a community that's seen fewer than 9 cases per 100,000 people in the last week. And they're strongly encouraged to consider reopening for full in-person learning. On the opposite end of the spectrum are red schools. They're in communities seeing more than 100 new cases per 100,000 people. There, the CDC says it's still okay to reopen elementary schools, but only if they can handle physical distancing and mask wearing. For everyone else, it says even red schools can reopen if the district is able to take a lot of precautions, like weekly COVID-19 testing for all students and staff, and staggered attendance, meaning students would come to class on different days or some groups of students would stay online. The CDC also says even though it is important to get teachers vaccinated, that should not be required for reopening schools. Like everything from the CDC, these are just recommendations. Districts won't be forced to follow any of these guidelines. And it's still not clear if they will. Some local teachers' unions are still demanding all teachers be vaccinated first before coming back full time. Others are asking for more emphasis on air quality in schools and more. Much more news is coming up, but first, thanks to our sponsor, Fitbod. I don't know about you, but if I go more than a couple of days without getting some type of workout in, it affects me both mentally and physically. I really need to move my body to feel good. And Fitbod is able to help build the momentum needed for a strong start to the year with 25% off a Fitbod membership now through February 28th. I love how Fitbod makes it easy to work out anywhere. I can pick workouts specifically tailored to the equipment or lack of equipment and the goals I have at the time. So I'm working out at home a lot these days, and that's not a problem with Fitbod. It has body weight routines, or I can just let it know I have a few weights and a band. Whether it's no equipment or an entire gym, Fitbod will help build a workout program for you and then even use Fitbod's algorithm and analytics to make sure your next workout is better than the last one. Build the momentum to carry your fitness journey through the rest of the year with Fitbod. Get 25% off a membership when you sign up now through February 28th at fitbod.me/newsworthy. That's 25% off your membership at fitbod.me/newsworthy. Okay, now back to the news. It was an unforgettable day of racing at this year's Daytona 500. Driver Michael McDowell won it all, making it his very first NASCAR Cup Series win. And the crazy thing is, he was not in the lead at all until the final lap. But some of NASCAR's biggest stars got into a fiery crash on the last leg of the race. Well, McDowell was able to navigate through the pileup to pull off the win. And thankfully, no one was hurt in the crash. The stunning finish came after an extremely long day and night. The race finally came to an end after midnight Eastern time, 9 hours after it started, because there was a 5.5-hour weather delay. Thousands of fans stuck it out, too. In fact, the Daytona 500 had the largest in-person crowd of any sporting event since the pandemic started. Yep, it had an even bigger crowd than the Super Bowl. 30,000 fans were there, so the Speedway was only about 30% full. American children are gaining more weight than usual as the pandemic keeps them at home. That's at least what some pediatricians told the Wall Street Journal. They say kids are snacking more and exercising less. Nutritionists and doctors who study obesity worry it's putting kids at a greater risk of type 2 diabetes, asthma, and more. One New York pediatrician told the Journal, weight gain seems to be affecting young kids ages 6 to 12 the most, and some elementary school-aged kids have put on 20 to 30 pounds in a year. Sadly, one medical director with the American Academy of Pediatrics says it's the worst for underprivileged kids who often rely on cheaper fast food and processed snacks to get by. So doctors have a few recommendations. For example, encourage kids to go for a walk and limit screen time before bed so they get more rest. And try to swap out unhealthy snacks for something like carrots or fruit. But do keep in mind, doctors have told the New York Times, it's not the best idea to put children on diets. It could add to the stress of the pandemic, so subtle changes are better. Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex, is pregnant with her second child. She and Prince Harry made the announcement on Valentine's Day. They shared the news with a black and white photo showing off Meghan's baby bump. But the couple has not said when the baby is due or whether the baby will be born in the U.S. or Britain. Remember, Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan are now living in Southern California. They moved there after stepping back from their roles with the British royal family. But USA Today predicts it's likely the new baby will be American-born. This also means the couple's son, Archie, who turns 2 in May, is set to be a big brother. The new baby will be born into a big extended family, too. It'll be the fifth grandchild for Prince Charles and either the 10th or 11th great-grandchild for Queen Elizabeth II. She has a granddaughter who is also due in the coming months. Well, today is President's Day here in the U.S. The holiday was first established in 1885 to recognize the nation's first president, George Washington. But over the years, it's evolved, and now it's meant as a day to celebrate all American presidents, past and present. It's also a federal holiday, so you can expect things like government offices, major banks, and a lot of schools to be closed. Mail will not be delivered either. But most stores will be open, and many have special sales going on for the holiday weekend. And that's it for your main 10 minutes of news today. But now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Blue Blocks. Blue Blocks provides science-backed, fashionable blue light glasses. It'll help you beat digital eye strain, headaches, and improve sleep with style and comfort. In fact, Blue Blocks was first created because they were unhappy with the quality and lack of science behind leading blue light blocking glasses brands. I've already been a big fan of my clear prescription glasses having blue light filtering for everyday computer use. But get this, the Blue Blocks collection extends way beyond that. For example, I've been trying their Sleep Plus option, the only true 100% blue and green light blocking lens for after sunset use. I use them when I need to work on my computer or be on my smartphone immediately before bed, which happens a lot. I also love that this is a company that gives back. For every pair of Blue Blocks glasses sold, the company donates a pair of reading glasses to someone in need. So read more about the options and styles and get 20% off your order at blueblocks.com/newsworthy. That's blue, B-L-U, blocks, B-L-O-X, blueblocks.com/newsworthy to learn more and get 20% off your order. Okay, now back to Money Monday. The founder and CEO of the dating app Bumble is making history in a couple of ways. At 31 years old, Whitney Wolf Herd became the youngest female CEO to take a company public in an IPO in the U.S. And it went well. In its trading debut last week, Bumble shares soared nearly 70%. And that made Wolf Herd the world's youngest self-made female billionaire. She founded Bumble back in 2014 after splitting with another dating app she co-founded, Tinder. In case you're not familiar, Bumble is a little different because it's all about letting women make the first move. So women on the app have to initiate conversations with men after they match. Men actually cannot send messages until they already receive one. As the company went public, Wolf Herd tweeted, quote, "This is only possible thanks to the more than 1.7 billion first moves made by brave women on our app." Now she's in a very small club of female billionaire founders. According to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index, self-made women account for less than 5% of the world's 500 biggest fortunes. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.